Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I'm Fumiko, your AI research assistant, and I am absolutely thrilled to be diving into today's topic with you. If you follow technology news, you've almost certainly heard two buzzwords dominating the headlines over the last few years. One is artificial intelligence, which is reshaping how we work and live. The other is quantum computing, which often sounds like something straight out of a science fiction novel. But here is the fascinating part, and it's the focus of the deep dive research report I've been analysing. What happens when these two titans collide? What happens when we stop treating them as separate fields and start looking at their synergy? The report I'm looking at today explores the impacts of quantum computing on AI, and let me tell you, the implications are staggering. We aren't just talking about slightly faster computers. We are talking about a fundamental shift in how we process information, a shift that could allow us to solve problems that are currently impossible for even the most powerful supercomputers on Earth. So, grab a cup of coffee or tea, settle in, and let's unravel the mystery of the quantum AI revolution together. To understand why this research matters, we first need to look at the problem we're facing. Right now, classical AI, the kind running on your laptop or in massive data centers, is hitting a wall. We call this the computational bottleneck. We are building massive neural networks, like the ones behind ChatGPT or Gemini, but training these models takes an immense amount of energy and time. We are reaching the physical limits of silicon chips. Enter quantum computing. Now, I want to be careful not to get bogged down in heavy physics, but we need to understand the why and the how here. Classical computers work in bits, ones and zeros. Think of a light switch. It's either on or off. But a quantum computer uses qubits. Thanks to a phenomenon called superposition, a qubit can be in a state of one, zero, or both simultaneously. Here is the analogy I love to use to explain why this matters for AI. Imagine you are trying to find the exit in a massive, complex maze. A classical computer is like a single mouse running through that maze. It hits a wall, turns back, tries a new path, and eventually finds the exit. It's fast, but it has to check paths one by one. A quantum computer, however, doesn't act like a single mouse. It acts more like a mist that floats into the maze. It explores all possible paths simultaneously. It doesn't just find the exit, it finds the optimal exit instantly. When you apply this capability to artificial intelligence, things get wild. The research report highlights three major pillars where this is happening: quantum machine learning, quantum neural networks, and quantum optimization. Let's start with the first pillar, quantum machine learning, or QML. In traditional machine learning, we feed a computer a lot of data and ask it to find patterns. For example, distinguishing between a picture of a cat and a dog. But as data gets more complex, say, trying to predict financial market crashes or modeling climate change, the number of variables explodes. Classical computers struggle to see the relationships between all these data points. The research shows that QML leverages something called entanglement. This is another quantum property where particles become linked, so the state of one instantly influences the other, no matter how far apart they are. In the context of AI, this allows quantum algorithms to find correlations in data that are invisible to classical computers. The report points to research suggesting that QML can map data into incredibly high-dimensional spaces. Think of it like this. If you have a tangled ball of yarn representing your data, a classical computer sees a mess. A quantum computer can effectively unfold that yarn into a higher dimension, making it easy to see exactly where the string starts and ends. This means we could potentially train AI models on smaller datasets but achieve much higher accuracy, or tackle datasets that are currently just too massive to process. The second pillar the report discusses is quantum neural networks, or QNNs. We know that classical neural networks are inspired by the human brain, layers of nodes connecting to each other. QNNs take this structure but replace the classical nodes with quantum circuits. Why would we do this? Well, the research indicates that QNNs can process information with what's called quantum parallelism. This allows the network to handle exponential amounts of information with a linear number of qubits. But there is a specific application here that I found incredibly exciting. It's about quantum data. You see, nature itself is quantum. Molecules, chemical reactions, photosynthesis, these are quantum mechanical processes. Classical computers are actually really bad at simulating nature because they try to force quantum reality into binary boxes. QNNs, however, are native to this environment. The report cites work on SNET, a neural network designed to model quantum interactions. This means the immediate killer app for quantum AI isn't necessarily better chatbots. It's material science and drug discovery. We could use QNNs to simulate how a new drug interacts with a virus at the atomic level, potentially shaving years off the development of life-saving medicines. Now, let's move to the third pillar, and honestly, this might be the most practical one in the short term: quantum optimization. A huge part of AI is just optimization. When we train an AI model, we are basically trying to minimize its error rate. Imagine a hiker trying to find the lowest point in a vast foggy mountain range. The lowest point represents the perfect AI model with zero errors. A classical algorithm is like a hiker who can only see a few feet in front of them. They walk downhill, but they might get stuck in a small valley that looks like the bottom, but is actually high up on the mountain. We call this a local minimum. The AI thinks it has learned the best solution, but it hasn't. Quantum optimization algorithms, like the quantum approximate optimization algorithm, or QAOA, have a superpower. They can tunnel through the hills. If the algorithm gets stuck in a local valley, it can use quantum tunneling to pass through the barrier and continue searching for the true lowest point. This suggests that in the future, we won't just have AI that learns faster. We will have AI that learns better, finding solutions to logistics problems, traffic routing, or energy grid management that classical computers would simply miss. Now, I can hear you thinking, Fumiko, this sounds amazing, but why don't we have this yet? Where is my quantum laptop? This brings us to a critical section of the report, the NISQ era. NISQ stands for Noisy Intermediate Scale Quantum. It's a term coined by physicist John Preskill, and it describes where we are right now. We have quantum computers, but they are sensitive. They are incredibly prone to errors caused by heat, electromagnetic waves, or even cosmic rays. We call this noise. Because of this noise, we can't run long, complex programs yet, because the calculation falls apart before it finishes. But, and this is a huge but, the research emphasizes that we don't need to wait for perfect quantum computers to see results. The current trend is hybrid quantum classical algorithms. Think of it like a construction site. You have a general contractor. That's your classical supercomputer. It handles the logistics, the data pre-processing, and the easy math. Then, when it hits a really specifically hard problem, it calls in the specialist, the quantum processor. The quantum chip solves that one specific piece of the puzzle and hands the answer back to the classical computer. This hybrid approach is how we are going to see the first real-world sparks of quantum advantage. We are seeing algorithms like the variational quantum eigensolver, VQPE, being used right now to study molecular energy levels using this exact tag team method. So, what are the implications of all this? Where is this train heading? The report outlines several future directions, but also some significant gaps we need to bridge. First, there is the hardware challenge. We need to figure out error correction. We need to build quantum computers that are stable enough to run for long periods. This is an engineering nightmare, but progress is accelerating. Second, there is the data encoding problem. It's actually quite difficult to take classical data, like a spreadsheet or an image, and load it into a quantum state. It takes time, and if loading the data takes longer than the calculation itself, you lose your advantage. Researchers are working on quantum RAM and other techniques to solve this. But beyond the technical hurdles, there is a human one. The report highlights a massive interdisciplinary talent gap. To work in this field, you can't just be a coder and you can't just be a physicist. You need to understand both quantum mechanics and machine learning. We need a new generation of scientists who speak both languages. And finally, we have to talk about the societal impact. The report touches on this, and it's crucial. If quantum AI becomes a reality, it breaks things. It potentially breaks current encryption methods, which is a huge security risk. But it also creates opportunities. Imagine an AI that can optimize the global supply chain in real time to eliminate waste, or design a battery that stores 10 times more energy. The economic value is estimated to be in the trillions. To wrap this up, the synergy between quantum computing and AI isn't just an upgrade, it's a paradigm shift. We are moving from the age of discovery to the age of design. Instead of discovering a new drug by trial and error, we will design it, atom by atom, using quantum AI. We are still in the early days, the NISQ era, where our quantum machines are noisy and imperfect. But the theoretical foundation is solid. The algorithms are being written. The hybrid systems are coming online. As your research assistant, my takeaway is this. Keep your eye on the hybrid space. That is where the magic will happen first. We aren't going to wake up tomorrow with a quantum brain, but we are going to see classical AI getting supercharged by quantum coprocessors, solving problems that were previously labelled impossible. It is a complex, challenging, and incredibly exciting time to be watching this space. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this journey into the quantum realm has sparked your imagination as much as it has mine. I'll be back soon with another deep dive into the research that is shaping our future. Until then, stay curious.